Check one, check two. Hello! Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Let's see if the people are filing in. I'm in an excellent mood today because I think I did actually finally crack the code. And I'm ready to report. It's a very interesting story. Let me see. We have 792 people already. When this breaks 1,000, I'll just start talking. Hi, I hope you're all very good. We have news from my brother from the front lines. He's now sending in videos as a correspondent. And news from Los Angeles in the comedy community is now reaching the bear. All right, it's still at 792, so I'm guessing this is just frozen. Over 1,000. All right, sweet. Hi, everyone. So Shylock has cracked the case. My morning routine and my brother reports in from the front lines. Before we get started, I wanted to plug my buddy's t-shirt. He did all the... Where is it? This is a dude who did my lighting. This is how good deeds will... this is how good deeds will always serve you in the future. From like 4 years ago, from my Feed the Bear special. Or no, my How Dare Me special. He drove up from Westchester just to do my lighting, just because he's a bear and he wanted to support. And he just said, he's losing all his gigs he had lined up through April. I made these to try and get a little revenue. Would you be so kind to promote? Of course. TEESpring.com/shop/COVID-19-strong. So if you like the shirt, I haven't had a chance to leave the shirt. But if you like it, buy it. That's a bear, and I can vouch for him. He did the lighting just to be a good guy. And so that's why I know it's not a grabble, what he's currently doing. But anyway, so last night I was struggling with all my one-eyed weenus hiding in plain sight theories. And I was struggling with whether or not the plan, trust the plan, don't trust the plan. And then with Amy's excellent guidance, I finally admitted I don't know. And like a wave of relief this morning, I realized that I don't know. And that's actually the solution. Does that make any sense? In classic logo style teachings, I realized I was the guy running into a horror movie theater screaming, "It's not real, it's not real, none of this is real." And people are like, "What are you doing?" So I started realizing that my stress was being triggered because of my wife's pregnancy and envisioning a future where she couldn't get the proper medical help. That's a classic grabble. It's a fear machine. That future isn't real. None of that is real. I was making it in my mind. And so because of that, I had to admit to myself that I did have anxiety over that potential future. The way these black mirrors work, and do I know if there's a virus or not? No, I don't know any of it. And guys, it's the path. Trust me on this. I have a great episode lined up for you guys. The whole point is we can't know. And dude, I was to the point where it was like 2,997 deaths. That's the same amount of deaths as 9/11. It's a trigger response in our minds. So when they say 3,000 on 2,997 on the Dow stock market, I'm like down these rabbit holes. Like, who's doing it? How is it being done? How do I protect my family? Right? And then I was like, I don't know. And then it was just like birds started chirping. Legitimately, it was just like, and it's not my job to figure it out. You know, I'm a comedian. I got to take my own advice. It's like, I have no idea. And our fourth baby is due April 30th. I feel it'd be beat. Yeah, but you'll be fine, Professor Bear. This is a movie theater that we're experiencing. We're in the movie theater, whether or not you're yelling, it's all fake, or it doesn't matter. Whether or not there really is a horrific virus in Wuhan shut down and the rest of the world is now just avoiding it by the skin of their teeth, or it's a collapse hidden as this, dude, you don't know, and your thinking and worrying doesn't change anything. And once you see that, you have to authentically feel it. You can't make yourself. You can't, like, force it. Like, right there, event 202. These are all just strings trying to pull you back into that vibration. I'm telling you. And you might be going through hardship right now. You might be going, it doesn't matter. Oh, how dare you say it doesn't matter? We all have our fears that get triggered. Mine are always family related. So I recorded my entire morning to show you guys what homesteading life actually looks like and to alleviate your stresses around it. It's not that hard. Oh, how dare you? And then I also have news from my brother. This is, again, like the birds chirping again. My brother hasn't been interested really in being a part of the streams in a while, but now that he has more time on his hands and his family's home, he's back at it, and he's one of the funniest people in the world. Literally. I'm getting texts now. Check this out. A famous comedian texted me today. This is our conversation back and forth. I'm guessing social distancing hasn't been an issue for you. Ha, hope you're well. I wrote, yeah, being able to see 2 years in the future because of an overactive pineal gland has its perks. He wrote, no idea what that is, but sounds useful. Ha ha. I wrote, it's the part of your brain responsible for intuition that gets calcified by fluoride and porn. Don't worry, you'll know in 2 years. Because look at these people, right? So here is Jimmy Kimmel now doing... What do you notice about this image that's similar to the image you're seeing on DLive right now or unauthorized.tv or wherever you get your stream? They now have to do what I'm doing. And now, look at here's Jimmy Fallon. Where's his paid audience, Jimmy? Now you have to actually be funny. And someone sent this to me. Where is it? Which is hilarious. The whole laugh track episode you did a long time ago, Seinfeld, is very relevant today with no audience in the seats on late night shows. Now they cannot play the laugh track for obvious reasons, and now people will see how lame their joke scripts are. Now that I don't feel responsible for figuring out why this is happening and somehow deterring something with my words, which isn't possible, I'm having a blast. Guys, now that there's no laugh track, people can see they're not funny. This is like the greatest week of my life, potentially. And I'm busy worrying about Enos, Venus, One-Eyed Weenus, supply chains. I don't know shit about supply chains, guys. I don't know anything about crops. I know what people tell me. I know what people that know a lot of stuff tell me. I don't know anything. Well, I know what I know about? Comedy. And guess what? These people now have to desperately try to live the life that I chose to live, and they suck at it. And now that the laugh track is gone, you can see that nothing they say is funny. Because it was a MK Ultra, I do know about this, the laugh track is a mind control weapon to make people think something is funny and acceptable when it is horrifying. This is, welcome back to having a blast, Big Bear. I only had about 2 days of darkness, Kung Fu Bear. But again, in my defense, I had to work through it. One of the reasons I think people love this stream is because I'm authentically working through it in real time. Ask Dave Weiss. He knows. It's like, that's why a lot of those guys liked watching me struggle with globe, earth, and all that stuff in real time. I've been struggling in real time with how to handle this event. And the answer is, I don't know, and nothing I say will change it. And when I say that, because I always thought that if I could ungrabble the grabble in real time, it would help a tremendous amount of people. It doesn't, because the grabble is happening no matter what. The only thing we can do is have a great time and crush. And then you realize the grabble doesn't even matter. In fact, it's freeing a lot of people. It's almost like there's a little grabbler trying to play hard to get and being like, oh, I'm not going to give you your loans and all your poisonous food and all your escapes like the NBA and old Jimmy Kimmel and all that. Beg for me. And you're like, dude, it's way better without you guys. And the fact that I don't have to think like, because one of the things, this is what something that happened to me last night. I was making fun of the Q plan and all that. And it dawned on me, it's like, I could be right and wrong simultaneously. How's that for trippy? Where it's like, I could be right that there is no virus, but I'm wrong because I don't know. It's the same thing that a lot of flat earthers run into when they say, the earth is flat. You can be right and wrong simultaneously because I can't prove that there is no virus. What if there is? By design, I'm not allowed to prove that there. I can't prove there's no virus. And people are like, oh yeah, I know someone who got it. Yeah, the coronavirus is on the back of Lysol. It's an immune response to the common cold. That's what it's always been. It's an existing thing. That's why they changed it to COVID. I don't know why they changed it to COVID-19, but I'm guessing it was to rebrand away from what was on Lysol bottles. By design or not by design, I don't know or care. That's the beauty of it. Dude, this really is cracking the case. If they do lockdowns, great. I'll be, how dare you people? Great. Like the amount of good things I'm seeing is unbelievable. And the only thing that was causing me stress is the future of my wife's pregnancy and my Bravo-esque tendency to feel very responsible for figuring it out for people, because I thought that if I could crack the code, which is my God-given ability, people would have an easier time. That's not true. The truth is, we don't know. And it could be about 80 different things. And when you understand that, when you admit that to yourself, when you truly admit that you're not in control, you see what it is. And it's like almost like that Matrix scene where all the bullets drop. It's fascinating stuff, guys. Can anyone even watch Kimmel? Dude, all the comedians are now having to be me. And just like with what this, the whole laugh track episode you did a long time ago is very relevant. With no laugh track, you can see it isn't funny. Dude, I've been waiting for this. I've been praying for this moment. And I will be damned. Literally, you know, that this is why how language is so interesting. I'd be damned if I don't enjoy the hell out of it and give mad love to God for this. Very true, BB. COVID-19 just sounds scary. It doesn't matter. That whole thing doesn't matter. And when you see that and the screaming won't stop, it's like, I mean, 5G, but the plan, but dude, none of it matters. Like cracking the code of what conspiracy it is during the event does not matter. The ultimate vibration is now what? And I'll show you now what. I got a great morning for you. Because, I mean, dude, I'm at the level of reach where I sometimes feel I'm being personally trolled by the media. You know, some people are like, they're watching me and all this. Dude, from FoxNews.com, JetBlue passenger who flew while infected with coronavirus has been banned for life. If I can get above this, so can you. You know, they're doing articles about like poking bears and all this stuff. And I'm like, this too shall pass. Dude, not only this too shall pass, enjoy this. I'll show you. Like my brother hasn't been sending me comedy videos in like a while now. Me and him used to do some of the funniest stuff of all time. COVID-19 equals 23 minus 19 pandemic. Stop. Let it go. If you come here for the only gravy, poison gravy is when you're, like when I'm ungrabbling NASA or ungrabbling dinosaurs or evolution or any of this stuff, that actually raises your love index and lowers the fear. Right now, what I'm watching is trying to ungrabble this thing in real time is causing people a tremendous amount of stress. So I'm not going to get mad at it. I see why you're doing it. I was just doing it. And there is nothing there. This is a test. Look at the screen and get scared. Whether or not you're a conspiracy theorist or mainstream media or anything, guys, there's nothing to be afraid of. I'll show you guys some stuff from today. All right. First off, my brother's on the ground. Brother, let me know what you see out there, brother. And then I'll show you my morning routine so you understand what homesteading looks like. Brother, what's it like out there?
Tessa, look, these boots are too close together.
Oh, no.
I'm literally seeing this right now. They're even touching.
No. We better do something about this before they catch.
Should we catch them?
Shovel. Here. Use this shovel.
This is just pure trauma.
What if this has germs on it?
Look how close that shovel is to this shovel.
Oh, no.
We gotta run. Run.
Everybody run. All right, so as you can see, my brother is in a pure state is in a pure state of panic out there. As you saw, those boots were touching, but he had to use a shovel that was touching another shovel. And I just hope they're okay. There's more videos here. There's more reports from the front lines, guys. There's more reports from the front lines. Let's see how his food supply is going.
Oh no, you're supposed to be 6 feet.
Oh no.
You're way too close together. Listen, I need you all to just, we're gonna just quarantine you for a couple of weeks.
We should have listened.
Maybe you first, huh?
We should have listened.
What? Oh, you don't think I'm... That's what I should do, is eat some wood chips. Nuggy, what should we do with these hens?
Build, each of them have their own chicken coop around the backyard made of bricks, and until the coronavirus goes away,
yep,
they're not allowed to visit each other.
Maybe we
or
should...
even see them.
Yes.
If they see their eyes, it could catch them.
Yeah, you can't even look each other in the eye.
No.
Do you think we should just let them live in the house?
Maybe.
We'll camp outside.
We should have listened.
Yeah, exactly. Because our house is bigger, they could have longer distance.
Yeah, and eggs are important. Oh, there we go. One by one.
We should have listened. All right. We have one more report from my brother in the front lines. Oh, and thanks for P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to support the stream, I can now hire correspondents. Literally. Okay, we have more. We have more news from the front lines. Tell me, this is my niece. My niece has valuable information.
Nuggie, let's get some ice for some ice water.
Oh no, the ice cubes are too close together.
No. You gotta be kidding me.
I'm gonna grab this towel. I'm gonna bring him to the sink.
Close your eyes, everybody.
Okay. Don't touch it.
Guys, what you're witnessing.
Slam it.
What you're witnessing is true. What you're witnessing is true horror.
I think we're okay.
No, no one's okay.
Clear? No one's.
Yeah.
Just one?
These are too close together.
Turn on the hot water.
Turn it on. It's not a time to be laughing, brother. The Holocaust is upon us. We will not survive. We will not survive the winter. You see how fun this is? Like, my brother hasn't had time, and his kids have been at school, where he can make funny videos again. This is like the best time ever, guys. God bless the coronavirus. Whether or not it's real or not, I don't care. Everybody around me is benefiting that isn't just in their hall of mirrors. I do think we... Hang on. Just watch that one again. The boots is so funny to me. But this is to be taken extremely seriously, guys. This is life on the home front, you know? That's my job, is to keep the morale up here at the homeland while our brave men and women are out there fighting the good fight. But at home, this is the reality of the home front when we're fighting this invisible enemy.
Tessa, look, these boots are too close together.
Oh, good God.
Are you literally seeing this right now?
No.
They're even touching.
No.
This is out of Wuhan, China.
We better do something about this before they catch.
Should we catch them?
Shovel.
Shovel.
Here. Use this shovel.
The shovels are touching, brother. Brother.
All right. Wait, what if this has germs on it?
Look how close that shovel is to this shovel.
You should have listened.
Run!
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 Run! Wuhan, China. Okay, so that's the front lines. All right, so what we're going to do now, guys, I'm telling you right now, spiraling in any direction, I don't care how justified you think it is. We just had a death in the family, and I have a pregnant wife, and my gay liberal state is trying to grabble up hospitals. I had stress over it. Dude, it's all a game. It's all a movie. Dude, this is, Q is right. The one thing I will definitely say Q is right about is he said you're watching a movie. This, and whether or not there's a real weapon or not, I have no idea, and the weight is off me. Want to know some more grabbles that I've been analyzing? Okay, I live right next to the first case of coronavirus in America. Do you know where it is? King County, got the first crown disease. My enus, penis, one-eyed weenus mind is like, this is all nonsense. And then that starts to alienate people around me who have their own enus, weenus, one-eyed weenus, where it's like, Bill Gates weaponized deep state. And I'm like, wait a minute, we don't know. You're basing off your enus, penis, one-eyed weenus hiding in plain sight. So am I. And all it's going to do is lower our gratitude, lower our love, increase anxiety. And in the reality of boots on the ground is, although you will have, you won't have as much access to alcohol or sports or drugs or money, but your life just got considerably better. And I don't care what situation you're in. I'm about to show you some homestead, and you're going to be like, must be nice. You don't have to worry about. Dude, I have a very pregnant wife in Washington State, and nothing's happening. It's all in my head. And by the way, people have got through a lot worse. You know, worst case scenario, if there is an issue and we have to like rent an apartment right next to the hospital, dude, getting through things builds our strength. And not only is not happened, I had to realize that so none of the things I worry about ever come true. And it's like, and then I justify it by saying like, wow, if I didn't worry, it would have come true. No. Thank you, BB, for reminding us of the grace of God. And dude, I'm telling you, the Truman Show is Snowpiercer. Dude, my life is the Truman Show. BB is uplifting to see you calm. Dude, it's like the best week I've had in forever, and I couldn't see it. I couldn't appreciate it, which is a sin. It's like, guys, do you know how long I've waited for Jimmy Kimmel to have to do his monologue without a laugh track? And Welcome to My World, the banned comedian. Do you understand how long I've waited for my brother to send me funny videos again? This is how long it's been before I've seen children playing in the streets, for people to actually think about the future, for people to be buying grain. It's like, this is probably one of the best weeks of my life, and it was disguised as horror in my mind. Even if I wasn't like panicky and afraid like a lot of people, I was still doing my big bear like, what the hell is Q? There's no point. We don't affect it. And guys, again, if I can do it, you can too. Don't think that I'm out of the Eye of Sauron fear thing. Like, I'll show you again. They literally, I don't know how else to see that they're trolling me personally. Coronavirus has been banned for life. That's either a wink from God or an odd troll or nothing. But I mean, banned for life, it doesn't even fit in the sentence properly. And that's my thing. Like, and I can let it go. I can say I'm not going to figure out the gravel. And I'm going to enjoy my brother, my family. All right, so this is what we're going to do now. I'm going to play you guys my morning. I took the time this morning. You are the calm before the storm, BB. The storm is in your head. And I know that could trigger some Q people, and that's fine. I'm not mad at you anymore. I was a little mad, but that was on me. This whole thing is a test of trying to create your own fears in your head. I think right now, with the spring equinox, with the start of spring, and that isn't satanic, that's not paganism. Well, pagan's a weird name. That's not like witchcrafty stuff. That's farmer talk. Everything around me is blooming. And I think that there's a grabble happening. I think it's a test from God. It's not from Satan, where it's like, can you still listen to the birds? Or are you going to create your own hell? No matter what it is. I was creating a mini hell for myself because I really wanted to know what the hell this is. I don't know. And it's great. And I just picked my head up and realized that my brother's back to doing comedy. My family's doing awesome. Like, there's kids in the street. There's families at the store. And I'm like, what am I doing? The wink from God. And Easter, being near the equinox, is like, or Lent and all this stuff, it's all the same thing. It doesn't cancel out each other. There's a reason that all these things are happening at different times. And if you don't think God cares about our seasons, he made our seasons for a reason. All right. The truth is never from Satan. Exactly. So the Grabble, it doesn't matter. It kind of shows that reality is holographic. Band for Life is now rooted in the hologram. It doesn't show us anything, Professor Bear. And I'm not abdicating my truth seeking. It's like it doesn't prove anything. You know what I'm saying? God is awesome. This is Stormtrooper selling the dark side, aka fear. Right, but here's the thing. It always is the same thing. It's like you can look at it one way or another. Like one group of people looks at a gun and sees horror. Another group looks at a gun and sees protection, freedom, safety. It's the same for everything. Like right now, you can either look at this time, and I'm telling you, that is your reality. The way you connect to reality is the whole thing. One group of people will see an AR-15 and they will see horror. Another group will see an AR-15 and think, awesome, safety, protection, destroying horror. Like, think about that. And it's the same with these times. And guys, for people like the majority of us in this chat, everything good is increasing, even though it appears it's decreasing. All right. My husband struggles with needing to know the truth sometimes, and for once he doesn't care because we are happy and healthy and crushing. Perfect. And this is like the ultimate conspiracy hall of mirrors. I mean, I'm good at cracking conspiracies. People always say I bet 1,000. I mean, I'm not the one who said it, but that's what people say. And what is your interpretation of the Book of Job? I could go on and on about that. It's a very important book. But this one, the code is to not connect. That's the code. The code is they will feed you whatever narrative you want that will stoke your fear. It's like this bizarre Rubik's Cube of nonsense. All right, so this is what we're going to do. My personal stock market is way up. Right, Slap Weasel. Right. Right. See, I wasn't rooting for the stock market. I don't care about the stock market. Stock market doesn't benefit us. We're the stock, guys. I don't care. A lot of you don't care. Like a lot of the traps that people fall into, it's like, when are we going to do without sports or booze? I've quit all of it. I'm self-quarantined. My issue was, what is the Grabble? Like, what is the end game for this? Like, why is everyone lying so much on the TV? Guess what? I don't know. And the Q plan could be right. It could also not be right. There could be a virus. There could not be a virus. It doesn't matter. I can't solve that. And that is solving it. Okay, so now let's look through my day. And thank you all for sticking with me through the last couple days of ups and downs. Like, I'll have moments of, like, clarity, logos, talking about the healing power of God, the signs I've seen. True, by the way. Some odd signs. Cool. And then I'll be like, what is this? Like, you're accepting a curfew to catch Hillary Clinton? Like, what in the hell is this? And it's like, the logos market is up 1,000%. Yes, the thing that the Q people are right about is that they're like, this is great. Because it is. If you made a checklist of everything you think is wrong with society, and I'm not saying like accept, dude, just hear me out. This just is. Like, no, I'm not rooting for curfews and all that stuff, but it just is. Like, we've established that a lot of these freedoms are killing people. And it's like, they keep us in indoctrination camps called schools and in debt to our nose, so we work 80 hours a week. The mothers are always at work. No one can be around kids. There's now a force pushing families back together at the expense of money and the feeling of security. Well, guess what? You never got security from the money in the first place. So I no longer have that anxiety and stress of you guys being in pain. You're human, Owen. We aren't going anywhere. Yeah, and also it's helpful for so many people to see me go through it because you don't just get to it. You know, I don't trust people that are like, I am this. This is what I think. It's like, how'd you get there though? How did you struggle through that? Like, you don't get blessings or you don't get wisdom unless you go through it. You can't just be like, oh, someone said this. Trump is doing things in the state crisis. He's outmaneuvering the deep state. That could be true, Annie T. But regardless, it doesn't matter because us getting to the bottom of it changes nothing. So our job in this realm is to honor God by having gratitude and enjoying the ride. I don't know anything about a curfew, don't watch TV, and have been an adult. Exactly. That's where you should be. You should be in the place where it's like, you must get inside for Corona. It's like, oh, I didn't know. Take care. Through the fire. Exactly. You got to struggle through it or you didn't get the lesson. That's what happens to a lot of churchians. They're not evil. They just are regurgitating. A lot of it, what they're regurgitating is true, but they don't know it. They're just regurgitating based on weird mind control stuff. You know, some churchians or so-called Christians will say stuff that is true, but they don't know why and they didn't go through it. So they usually manipulate it for their own stupid reasons. But it's like when you live it, that's when you're like, bang. All right. So anyway, so again, like don't think about all this stuff that could happen and get stressed about it because that's the whole point of the problem. And if you weigh out like what's happening right now, the stock market was going to crash. It was inevitable. Our debt is psychotic. But like people are with their families again. And my brother's sending me funny videos and comedians are now in LA having a live stream from home without an audience, without a fake laugh track. That's been my goal for the whole time. It's just unbelievably great. I just have to, you say spiral up, spiral up, spiral up. Morale should be at an all-time high. And I was contributing in a weird way without realizing it to a lowering of morale by being angry at Q's plan because I didn't see it how. I don't know what's happening behind the scenes, and neither do you. There could be a coronavirus. There could not be. I have my theories, but there's no possible way I can prove it either way. And people will be rightfully triggered, just like with Flat Earth, where someone says, I know the earth is flat. No, you don't. You can disprove round spinning ball relatively easy. You can't prove what is. And that's a massive, I know it's a sign from God, and this is a true thing from God, because when I admitted it and when I slept on it and when I prayed on it and today, a weight was off my shoulders like a degree that it's hard to describe. All right, so let's enjoy it, BB. I wasn't allowing myself to enjoy it. Yeah, look at these guys. For those of you just joining, Jimmy Kimmel is home with a laugh track. And I know I'm being repetitive, but thousands of people have joined since I first said this. And someone pointed out, the whole laugh track episode you did is very relevant today with no audience in the seats, late night shows. You cannot play a laugh track for obvious reasons, and people now see how lame it all is. The emperor is wearing no clothes. This is the time. This is the time to be like, yes. And these like food, you know, unbalances, it's not, no one's starving in the streets. People are acting like they are. I was part of that too. I was in my mind, people were, you know, starving. There's food shortages. It wasn't happening. Just like I'm not seeing anyone die from coronavirus, I'm also not seeing anyone die of starvation, and I'm also not seeing stormtroopers putting people in detention camps. So I was also part of manifesting horror. I just didn't see it until I said, I don't know what it is, and then, hallelujah, I realized what this all is. Ironically, just like everything else, it's oddly upside down. I'm overwhelmed with joy and goosebumps as I walk through the aisle of Lowe's. Secret blessingly, people I pass. I love humanity. Yeah, exactly. And I had a root here because of I get crazy when my wife's pregnant. Like, I get like, what's that squirrel looking at? Dude, I get like very, very, very protective. Like, I don't like her running errands. Even like before this stuff. Like when she's pregnant. Because I know a pregnant woman triggers a predator response in certain, not just bike thieves either. So like, you have to understand, this is all happening to me. Like I now have to admit that that's my Achilles heel in all of this, because my protective level goes to the point of mild irrationality. I'm just, you know, I'm way more intense about it than her. She's not even worried at all. She's like having a blast. Small business owners, stay strong. Stay strong. This is all good. A lot of your biggest competitors are being wiped out right now. Even if you have to close up shop, even if you have to declare bankruptcy, you have to understand some of the biggest fish. I don't know. This is my opinion. In my opinion, right now, if you have real value, even if right now you have to close up shop, you have to fire people, even if right now you have to do stuff, it's like some of the biggest fish that are almost impossible to fry are being fried right now. Guys, Amazon may go out of business. This is awesome. This is one of the best streams. I love your gravy. Yeah, but it had to come. I had to go through it. I had to go through the fire. My Achilles heel is my pregnant wife. And I know God's in charge and I know gratitude to God, but it's still sometimes your 666 avatar meat suit body just mine. You know, I have that, dude. Everyone has that. That's my thing. The most grabbled boomers, it's like their Buick or their boat. Mine, at least, is infinitely more moral than that and more obviously good. But that's why it's like the boomer is holding on to their boat. Like, no, don't take my boat. I'll kill my own kids. Just put them in debt. That's so, again, but it still doesn't matter. It is a way into my mind. Is the whole like, and the way this 666 reality can get into your brain is they will customize the fear with like various media. That's why the internet can be so weaponized. It's a blessing and a curse simultaneously, just like everything. And for me, it was forced vaccines on mothers, you know, no, all that stuff. I was just like, who is Q? And it's not up to me. It was rooting me in this stupid reality. This material reality, my wife's soul, my soul, my children's souls, we're gods and we're good and we're immortal. I know that sounds intense, but it's like, that's the logical reality of the situation because everything, when I'm watching boomers getting triggered and all these materialists getting triggered, it's so obvious to me that it's stupid. Why wouldn't it also be stupid that any triggering is like a trick? It's just we're closer to God than them. Like, we're closer to truth that your wife and your kids do fundamentally matter infinitely more. But it's their soul, and it belongs to God. And then when you feel that, you can be the best dad and husband in the world because daddy isn't pacing in the field wondering how many small hats I have to employ to get, like, all this paperwork so no one has to take a vaccine. Just like, eh. No, and then I just, like, dawned on me, like, not only is this too shall pass, this is awesome. And again, if you are out of work or if you're sad, I'm not going to connect to that because I know it's good for you. I know it's good for you long term. All right, so now we're going to watch my morning as a homesteader. And I will pause it from time to time and ask any questions you want. Just ask any questions. And I finally am not mad at Q people. Dude, last night Amy was soothing me. And I was like, how do I stop calling them Q-tards? You know, and I started faking it at first. I was like, Q enthusiasts. And she gave me a lot of these insights. She's so grounded, where she's like, no one knows. We'll be fine. We're in God's hands. And I'm like, well, I know all that. But I mean, how do I find the grab word? Make sure he doesn't hurt us. And she's like, it was very, it just took me a little more time because my masculine instincts is so, dude, Q could be a total psyop to get you to it, or it could be the plan. It does. You are not in control of any of it. And every single thing I see is positive. Guys, Jimmy Fallon has to play his guitar at home without a studio audience. And everyone now knows he sucks because he can't say anything funny because he's bought and sold. This is my dream. I've been waiting for this for years. Guys, Jimmy Kimmel has been crying about hunting and guns and demonizing everybody that works to make his life possible. And it's just, ha, 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 ha. So everybody's like, oh, everyone agrees. Guys, this is my dream. Jimmy Kimmel now has to do live streams from his house. Except guess what, Jimmy? I'm funny and you're tragic. And without the laugh track, people at home, look, ha 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 ha, Katana Bear right there. People at home listen to my live stream, they laugh their ass off. People listen to Jimmy Kimmel's Agenda Dribble and they get, they're like, this is jarring. Why does he want women to kill their babies? Why is he mocking people that work hard for their families? Does he not have a gun? It's just like, this is my dream, guys. And I will be damned before I give that up just because people send me hundreds of emails a day about how they can't find fucking yeast or something. I don't know. I'm going to enjoy this week. All right, now let's watch my my day. And I will be pausing based on questions. Here we go. This is my day. It's pretty long, but it's thorough. And ask me any questions you want about what any of this stuff is. And the reason I'm doing this is because homesteading and growing your own food and stuff can look so intimidating where it's like, you know, you see like a little house on the prairie and shit, and you're like, I don't know how to make a wheel. But this is just my normal day, and this is completely doable for any of you people, if not way more. Here we go.
All right, guys. One of the most important parts of my morning is hitting that button. Let's see what kind of coffee we're looking at today. Kirkland Organic Whole Bean Coffee. All right. So now, with this button pressed, coffee will enter that. Because my wife does all this stuff the night before. So now, I'm going to be heating up some water to put the baby bottle in for the new goat, the new goats. Still no sun yet, as you can see. Oh, well that warms up. Let me show you, that's not booze, by the way, that's water. But we're growing more tomatoes here, and that's the grow light. Hey, look, there's me. Maybe I'll grow a little more with the grow light. All right, everybody. These are the meat birds in here. This is a little heater that mimics like a mob so that they like stay warm. There's probably a bunch of them under there. And then you put their feet in these little things, and that's it, in water. And that's all you have to do. It's literally that easy. And then these are the silkies.
I know the lighting is bad, but just, all right.
They're all hanging out, having a good time. A heat lamp, same thing. Just a little thing for food, little thing for water. I gotta clean that out. I gotta get my silkies some more water. Wasn't my fault, by the way, guys. It was the silkies. They should know better. But see, then you just take out the stuff and it just goes right in. And then there are my goats.
Someone said, is it necessary? These are the type of questions I want to answer. Someone just said, is it necessary to separate the baby goats from their mommies? Yeah. They're with their moms for the first couple days. And then they, if you want, one of the reasons you kid a goat is so that you get milk from them. The whole point is for us to get milk. We're going to get to the milking. It's a little sad. They look for their kids for a couple days. They're like, meh. They have more maternal instincts than a lot of city folk, a goat. But they're about to get back with their mom soon, and it's all good. It's just the way it is. Because if not, the kids will just kind of breastfeed all day, and then you don't develop this contraction thing with the udders. Like, you want to only milk them twice a day so they get real full, so they, it just increases milk production. But yeah, I mean, the whole point is milk. So again, I know some women might spiral about that, but it's really not a big deal. All right, here we go. Let's keep going.
Okay, so this is all that this is. All right, good morning. Good morning. See, I'm trying to slowly introduce hay for them. I gave them a chair that they can jump and play on. They have a nice window. And, yeah, this is all this is.
What is this? Do you have to constantly milk all types of goats and even cows if you don't milk them consistently? You have to consistently milk goats. I can't speak on cows.
And I'll give you some. Hang on, because one's dominant. That's the dominant one. This one needs a little more. He's the underdog, so I have to kind of. Hey, get out of here. Get out of there.
Someone said, put small fan and grow tent. Put small fan and grow tent to strengthen plants. That is true. We just use our hand a lot. Like, that's a good point, but we just do that with it. And then, I don't know. I'm just going to keep playing for a little bit. I'll play this for a little bit, and then I'll answer more questions.
I make sure that he has plenty. And the older brother is trying to get in on there, but we split it. Because the competition doesn't happen until you get older. And that's that. As you can see, the social sexual hierarchy in males is very present in baby goats. That's the Bravo, and that's the Alpha. So the Alpha the Alpha will be getting castrated because I'm breeding more docile goats. Because I think the future of goating will involve women and children feeling very safe around the goats. So, sorry, Alpha, but the Bravo is a little more suited for what we have moving forward. But I'll still...
Someone brought up a good point. You can have one mama feed a bunch of kids if they birth at the same time. That's what we're doing in a few weeks. We have three goats about to kid. And so we'll leave one mama with all the kids in like a nice, clean, safe environment. We might supplement milk if we have to, and then milk the other ones. All right, because we're also making soap, yogurt, and cheese with the milk. So we need milk. All right, let's continue.
I'm around and be buddies with them, and I'll feed them for literally 15 years. Because I'm not a dick about it. But again, between the two of them, I like the Bravo. And one thing that helps ensure I do not get the carinated turpentine, ladies and gentlemen, castor oil, my micro minerals from there, vitamin D drops, B12, vitamin A, optimal fish oil. Yeah, good times. That's what it looks like. And then, this is basically my heroin needle of, turpentine. What you do is you take the turpentine out, you put some white sugar on a teaspoon, you put about, or a tablespoon I use, I don't know. And then you just put it on the tablespoon, I don't know what I'm trying to say. And then you eat it, and then all the parasites die. Good times. I got my little guard dog Sophie here. My little guard dog Sophie's with me. We're gonna go milk the goats. She likes to take the bridge. This is the future apple orchard and plum and peach and all that. This is a movable chicken hutch so that we can have meat birds in there and just.
By the way, I highly recommend something like that for new people. If there's wheels on it, just pick it up and move it. Just keep moving grass. Then they they eat your parasites. They keep your grass low. You just open, dude, it's so easy. I mean, I don't want to sound like that guy, like how people are with me with stuff with like carpentry. But see that little thing in the back? And a local guy made this. And that little thing in the back, you just open it up and there's eggs in it every day. It's like they're designed to do this for us.
Chicken hutch so that we can have meat birds in there and just move to new plots of grass all the time. Here is my burn pile for when my cherry tree broke in half. Here are the goats. They broke off the door again. They do that about every day or two. Those are the male goats over there. Where's Sophie? Sophie! Sophie, come on, girl. Watch how happy Sophie is. Sophie, come on! Come on, Sophie, girl. Come on, Sophie girl. Let's go milk the goats. Keep me safe, buddy. Keep me safe, Sophie. This is, for those of you that want to know where Sidekick Bear's been, Sophie girl, come here. The bear cave has been converted into hay storage. So Sidekick Bear is still here. You can see him in his little sombrero over there. But, yeah, it's all goat food, goat storage. We'll see about the future. But that's what I'm using it for right now. Thank you for all your books and, you know, all the nice things you sent me. I really appreciate that. But right now, it's for the goats. Before we get started with the girls, we're going to go give the boys their breakfast. Because even though you give us milk, boys are better than girls. Hi, Nick and Chad. So here's Nick and Chad. Hi, Nick. Hi, Chad. Chad is the one with balls. Nick is his eunuch buddy, named after Nick Fuentes. So now they'll have a nice treat. That's not really as dirty as it looks. I just changed it. It gets dirty really quick. That's their little house I built. I converted a little pond thing. And then they have all this woods that maybe one day they can actually help me clean. What a nice morning, girls. You look like you're part of a weird rock band, the Goats. And my morning is very pleasurable right now, but just understand that I had to build all this fencing. I built that by hand. I know it doesn't look like much because the door's off, but trust me, it's pretty cool. All of this fencing, 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 everywhere fencing. And I raised several of these since they were little, feeding them with bottles like I just showed you four times a day and hauling all their hay. And it's a whole thing. But now it's very pleasurable in the morning because I've done most of the hard stuff. Here are kiwi plants and solar lights. Saw all kinds of solar lights. And then this, that's where I keep some hay. Little makeshift door is the milking station. So you'll see, but this is where I put the grain. I use an arrow, I don't know why. That's the fence. I close the door, they come in. I milk them, you will see in a second. They're all lining up now, figuring out who's dominant. There will be some headbutting, some posturing, some bitter retweeting, and then they will figure out who gets to have their udders utterly relieved from stress. All right, so Eva's probably gonna be first. I'm not gonna videotape everyone because this gets very intense. There's gonna be a run on the bread lines. I need both hands. Hi. Hi, Aurora. She's very pregnant, she's not getting milked. All right, everyone back up. Up. I don't know if I can do this with two hands. All right, Neva, get in there. Not Neva, Raya. Back up. Now she goes right up. And then this is how you get someone in debt. Boom. Put the arrow back in. Now, that's credit card debt right there. Then you go behind, and that's where the teats are. Watch this, Ray. Interest rates.
Yeah, so just to give you a little sidebar, one of the reasons I understand a lot about disease and debt and farming, like I know when we're being farmed because I do it every day. That being said, I don't understand what's happening out there in the world, nor should I, nor do I care. Wow, she went right up there. Yeah, it's like, fear and food and grapple, 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 grapple. I get it. But that's not, my role is not to just run up to people and say, you're a goat. Because that's not, who knows? Who knows what's really happening? All right, so here we go.
Understand? Okay, I couldn't show you how I milk it, but because I need two hands, but this is the milk. That is the milk. This is all very obvious. But there's a screen in there and a funnel, and then you put the white gold. Look at the white gold going in there. That's all raw, unpasteurized milk. And as you can see, that's all you get from one goat per milking. So understand, to fill this thing, we need some goats. You can get a lot more milk from other breeds of goat, but I happen to like the Nigerian dwarves because, again, women and children can handle them. And the milk is much, much better. It doesn't taste goaty. In fact, it's way better than cow milk. And they all look like Joe Rogan or Miley Cyrus.
in my opinion. So I will continue doing this. Hi, Joni. There's a reason I do Joni last is because I've already covered up the milk and put it over there. She has, as you can see, mites have been biting her feet because that's how diseases spread. You require a vector, like mites. Anyway, so I give her a little sulfur mix. The mites are already dead, but I make her tap dance a little bit. Tap dance, Joni. Give me a little tap dance. Thank you, Joni. All right, so the mites are dead. I just want to make sure they're dead. This is non-toxic, by the way. This is sulfur. But, yeah, that's...
Someone asked if you can drink the milk right away. Yeah, I immediately pour... It's best warm. I just immediately come inside, fill up some bottles for the kids. They love the milk, or cups now. And I put it in my coffee. It is great for your immune system because it has a lot of natural natural biotics, probiotics. It doesn't trigger the lactose intolerant goat milk. Unlike cow milk does. Goat milk does not. All right. And yeah, I do know a lot about transfer of disease because I am a farmer, just like we are being farmed. All right. Doesn't matter. Does anybody know how much milk cows produce? A ton. All right, here we go. Mites brought humanity to the black plague. Right, you need a vector. Again, not trying to say anything, but it person-to-person contact, it doesn't matter. No one knows. But a vector is how you transfer disease. Like a mite, a flea, an injection of what's called the cure. Just watch out. Just be safe out there, guys. All right, so anyway.
That's how actual diseases spread. It's, when you're a farmer, you know these things. Just thought I'd let you guys know. Hi, Joni, you're fine. So that's where the alpacas live. These are all, just all, everywhere I could, I put a fruit or a nut tree.
This is sunrise on Ursa Manor, by the way.
Hi, alpacas. You're the baby boomer ducks. Two were killed by the hawk virus, but
hilarious.
Let's see, baby boomer ducks. Baby boomer ducks.
Guys, I legit thought they were dead.
Let me try and find the baby boomer ducks. I've located the baby boomer ducks.
Oh, by the way, I dug their whole pond. Like, you want to talk about how much work goes into this stuff? Like, just to keep them, like, emotionally happy, I dug their entire pond. And it's like, meanwhile, well, people were just home like, I got to come. I'm so scared. I was actually putting in all this work. So I'm going to enjoy this. Guys, this lockdown is the greatest week of my entire life. And I'm not going to stress about it for other people's stresses. I'm going to help you guys see how nice of a life this is. And it's right there for the taking. All right, check this out.
Hawk virus. But, let's see. Baby boomer ducks. Baby boomer ducks. Let me try and find the baby boomer ducks. I've located the baby boomer ducks. There's one baby boomer duck, and there's the other. Recently, two were killed by the hawk virus. It was just a hawk. So now we're raising. Hi, guys. That's some more compost ready to go. We're raising zoomer ducks. Hi, Zoomer Ducks. You're not going to make the same mistake of the Baby Boomer Ducks, are you? Good. And then here's our next group of laying chickens. Hi, everybody. You're going to give us lots of eggs, aren't you? Those are just grow lights, same thing, just water, food, yada, yada. And that's the big house. That's the big house. Hey, look, the sun rising is beautiful.
All right, so again, one thing you got to remember is there's stages. So you got we have an incubator, for eggs. And then you get chickies, little ones, and they are in those like buckets and stuff. Yeah, they have to declare a state of emergency. It's all good. This is the greatest week of my life. Don't ruin it for me, please. All of the comedians that I hate are now having to live stream with no studio audience, and I have a literal compound. So I'm not selfish for enjoying this. All right, it's definitely time to bloom where you're planted. No one is going to be moving around. We won't survive the winter. Okay, you don't know the future at all. You don't. You know today. And how great is that? How many kilowatts do you consume monthly? I don't know. Good, very good question. What was I just talking about before there was Enos, penis, one-eyed weenus talk? You earned it. Thank you. I will be enjoying this. So there's stages. So then you have like those little hutches are for when they're almost big enough to be in the big house, but they're not very happy in the buckets. And happy chickens give you better eggs. They do. That's why I give them, you'll see the big house, but then they get some free ranging time, and we get almost an egg from every chicken every day, which is almost, it was very unheard of. Like in those terrible chicken conditions that you get the mass eggs from in all the grocery stores that are shutting down, I'm gonna enjoy it. If you wanna make these factory farms where every chicken is just pissed off, they get maybe an egg every four chickens because they're so depressed and on Quaaludes. We're like egg every chicken every day. That's not even possible, Big Bear. Yeah, it is. Just don't treat them like shit. You know? All right, so anyway, let's continue.
So, I know it's a little messy, but feed, 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 and then I'll back a feed. Chicken feed. Chicken feed. Chicken feed. That's the real 401k right there, guys. And so here are the chickens.
Yeah, your real savings, and I was even telling people about this months ago. I'm not doing I told you so, because this is not the time for that. But it's like, that doesn't get grabbled on a stock market. That's real life. That's why I don't have a lot of money. I just kept converting it into real world things that are useful, like the sheds and the feed and all that. And people are like, how dare you? Why don't you buy Amazon stock? Like, because I'm not a dumb. You know, I shared this in the beginning with people. One of my famous, one of my famous Hollywood comedian friends, I'll just remain, he said, I'm guessing social distancing hasn't been an issue for you. Hope you're well. I wrote, yeah, being able to see 2 years in the future because of an overactive pineal gland has its perks. He said, no idea what that is, but it sounds useful. I wrote, it's the part of your brain that's responsible for intuition that gets calcified by fluoride and pornography. Don't worry, you'll know in 2 years. I'm loving all of this. All right, let's continue.
They all lay lots and lots of eggs. Hi, everybody. So Amy designed this awesome perch thing, but a bear gave me a great idea where I put grass and hay down so that it starts composting the manure while they're still up here, just talking shit about the government. That's another spot out there where maybe one of my friends can live one day. And this is the egg area. Ba-boom! No supply chain. So this is their outdoor area. They get to watch the beautiful sunrise next to a bunch of blackberry bushes. Plenty of water, no brambles to hurt their feet, and they get to just hang out here. And they look at Duran and Duran, the alpacas. Hey guys, and this is their life. We let them free range a lot, but when they're not, when there's predatory birds, they just hang out.
Someone said, where are your farm cats? We have three. They're just out, they're like Vox's VFM. They're our murderers. There are killers, and they enjoy a lot of social distance. They're not very cuddly. They serve an unbelievably good purpose. So when we're, talking and laughing and gathering eggs, they're just like this. and then they just take out mice and rats. So, you know, it's great. Everybody has a role at Ursa Manor and in life. You know? It's awesome. Yeah, like all the farm cats remind me of like Vox's like main guys. They're just like, you know, they have their mission. It's great. We have a different mission. The bears are the homeland guys. We're the people that are like building and growing and like making tons of babies and food and all that. And everybody has their role. And I could not be happier about it.
And enjoy a nice sunrise on the house, ladies. We got Red Pill Rooster in there. He's always going. It's Red Pill Rooster just finds himself everywhere in history. What's Duran up to? Hi, Duran. All right. Oh, look, it's a baby boomer duck trying to get more money from someone. This is a new piece of ground that I've been working on with putting a bunch of alpaca manure in there and just crushing it.
Someone said cats are great, especially the ones that like to cuddle. Cuddly cats are retarded. Why would you ever want a cuddly cat? That's like, chickens are great, especially the cuddly ones that don't give you eggs or meat. Dude, cats have one purpose, to be weirdos in the shadows killing pests. If they're not doing that, they're not good cats. Like, okay, I have a purpose. On live streams, I go through the emotions of Grabbles and I make it comedic and come out the other side with a big payoff. That's my purpose. All right, that in-ground planting section looks great. Thank you. It's going to be for pumpkins. And then we're starting more in-ground stuff. And now I have to set up another perimeter around that because when we free-range the chickens, we don't want them destroying it. I hate cats. Don't hate cats. You probably hate domestic indoor cats. Everyone does. They're baby boomers. They're just like, I'm going to piss and shit right here in this little box and you're going to clean it and feed me. And then I'm going to have the same like problem that cats do, though. I'm going to want a lot of distance and space when I want it. But when I don't want it, I want you to clean it. Clean my poop. That's what, I've always hated cats until I have special forces cats. They're like, yeah, stay away from me. And I'm like, why? They're like, because I have a mission to murder all your pests. Don't get attached to me. I may not come back, but just leave out some food and clean my shit. And I'm like, that's the least I can do for the amount of murder you're about to do for me and for how little effort it takes for me to just simply give you food. It's great. They're the special forces guys. You know, we've already lost one and we're just like, he was probably murdering something and he probably died in a great way. He's like, give me more blood, even if it's my own. It's awesome. All right, anyway.
Blueberries, cherry tree. Okay, I'll show you what me and Amy did yesterday. Some olive trees are gonna go on the ground as soon as the frost ends. Some more compost. So, yeah, this is all kale and cabbage. And we put this up so that when the chickens free range, they don't destroy it. And then here's some natural medicine here called herbs. Yeah. Good times. What a beautiful morning, huh? This is it's a very relaxing morning. Now that was 30,000 pounds of stone I moved with a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, so like when people are like, must be nice with your beautiful earth and man. Dude, that right there is 30,000 pounds of stone. Well, obviously you had so much help. My help was a 3-year-old boy and an 83-year-old man. I don't have a tractor. And like, you know, that's why I am going to enjoy this. I'm not going to grabble myself with fake anxiety. This lockdown is the best thing that's ever happened to me, next to, you know, meeting Amy and having children and all that. But this is, I was born for this. And I will not apologize. This is how the world should be.
Like, there's a lot of labor here, guys. I built the fence, all the raised beds, all of it. So to be, and the roof over there, like the gazebo, everything. So to be able to just have these mornings, I'm going to appreciate it.
I'm gonna appreciate them to the fullest. The bunnies, we don't raise them for meat or anything, we just like them. So me and Amy made this hutch. Those were, you know, Chinese imports, those little houses. But this this area we made, put a couple solar lights on there to keep them lit up at night. Hi, that's a male. Three of his friends have been killed, but he seems quite fine with it. As long as he gets that cheddar, yo. And then here are two girls. They desperately wanna bone each other, but we don't let them. And that's and then we have a nice peach tree. And here's all the raspberry bushes. Here's my archery little thing here that I shoot when I'm just trying to stay really focused. I hit the bee. I like to hit that little bee. See the bee? I don't know why.
The people have been talking about tractor. I have a four-wheeler that you can have tractor attachments on. I don't have, like, crazy land, you know? It's not tractor level. And two of my neighbors have tractors, so when my truck got stuck, one of my tractor neighbors pulled me out. But the four-wheeler I use for moving a lot of, like, grain and stuff or, like, some of the hay. But it's just a tractor would be – it would just be overkill. There's just way more places I can put that – those resources. And also, it's just – there's not enough land for it for me. Like, I you know, you can move, like, a lot of stuff, but it's just – when you're dealing with, like, single-digit acreage – I don't know. I can just borrow a friend's. If you have like 40 acres, a tractor is amazing. It's like the best thing ever. But I was fine. All right, here we go. It's almost over. One more minute.
That's my morning. All right, so now I'm going to drive to my P.O. box and have my cup of coffee, which is the first thing that I've ingested, next to a little bit of turpentine in these troubled times. But I just realized my truck is filled with stuff like cover crop. You know, as everyone was racing to the stores to get, like, food, I was like, quick, everyone in the truck, we got to go to the store. Why? We got to get cover crop for next year's soil so that it gets proper nitrogen. Guess what? There was no shortage of cover crop. Clover's also real good for bees, pollinators. So whenever you never want exposed soil. Soil dies. So what you do is whenever you're done growing your veggies, you put cover crop over it so that it pulls the energy from the sun back into the soil and nitrogen from the air. There was no run on cover crop yesterday. Now I'm going to the P.O. box.
Okay, so someone asked if we could post that. Yeah, it's at youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial. I think it is very valuable, that video, because it shows the simpleness of it. It's not like, well, first you need a tractor and then you need to be able to, you know, do all this stuff. It's like we started very simple. And so that's a big, at the very end there, it's a big lesson on dirt. And I learned this from Ice Age Farmer, that the way to keep your dirt, your soil healthy is at all times keep it covered with some form of crop. Where it's like, or else it dies. That's why it's really important to plant clover and stuff when you're not growing stuff. So it pulls nutrients back into the soil, and then you get that off, and then you plant what you want to plant, and it just thrives. You know, that's how it works. And so that's why to make soil, you want about a third compost, a third peat moss, and a third sand, depending on how thick your compost is. You want it to be able to just like loosely fall through your fingers. It's all very interesting. Soil is so important for growing. Yes, exactly. Dude, and it's a science. And it's fascinating. It makes you really appreciate the sun and stuff. And then you talk about that with people and they go, the sun is of the devil. Do you worship the sun? If it's of the devil, what do you do for a living? I work in marketing. I did beat off the pornos. You understand that you need a vector, just like disease, but I'm not going to ring that bell anymore. It's on you. You need a vector. So the sun doesn't just go right into the soil. There's always going to be microorganisms and bacteria, but they don't photosynthesize. So you're going to use manure, has a lot of nutrients in it. The best manure in the world is alpaca manure, because you can put it right into a garden. It doesn't need to decompose at all. I still let it decompose a bit, but then you want to use micro crops. You know, we just got a bunch of seeds for micro greens that we just do indoors for nutrients. It's my job making soil. Well, Scarbear knows way more about this than me. That's why I think this is a good video for people, because I'm not an expert on anything I'm just showing you right now. I'm a normal dude. Like, everything I'm showing you, I'm not. Like, my job isn't making soil. My job isn't raising chickens. My job is not growing plants. I'm a comedian. So this is an accessible way for you to see some of these ideas. I'm not a medical doctor. I have turpentine and vitamins. You understand? This is how... Was the pH of your soil before you started amending it? It was really good. This whole area used to be a sheep farm, so the soil, I didn't really have to get too into it. I'm talking about the raised bed stuff. All the ground soil, we're just really blessed to have great soil here. Alfalfa is great for that, yeah. But the basic concepts that I'm trying to explain, this is what I'm good at, the broad strokes that even some of the experts forget about because it's too obvious to them. Some people don't understand some of these basic ideas where you need nitrogen to get back into the soil. And that's why you have to think about what crops pull nitrogen out of the ether and out of the sun light back into the soil, and then what crops use that nitrogen. And so that's how you balance it. And then there is pH balance to look at, whether or not you want a more, I believe, alkaline soil for like blueberries versus all this stuff. Alkaline is always better, in my opinion. I don't know. I'm not a soil maker. But, you know, compost is great. It can make soil, but it gets really dense. That's why I add some peat moss and some sand. And, yeah, that's how we make raised bed. And then the stuff in the ground, we just happen to have great soil. So I just put alpaca manure on it and just kind of break it up. The animal's guts is part of the cycle. Yes. The scientists know that's too obvious. Right. I'm glad soil is everything. Even though I raise cows and horses, I'm really just a soil farmer. Dude, soil's everything, man. It's the whole deal. Like, if you can know something about homesteading or something, just soil, because that's why letting your crop, that's why a lot of these grabware bankers, you know, this sun is getting a little intense. All these grabware bankers are like, I'm not going to forgive your debt, your loans. Dude, they don't understand farming. You have to let fields go fallow or hallow or whatever. They have to be able to replenish the soil. If you just farm, or like graze, and you don't crop rotate or any of that stuff, you're gonna wear out your soil, and then you're not going to have any crop. And so that's why Jubilees and all this stuff, like everything in the Bible has a functional purpose. One of the reasons I've become increasingly Christian is because my life is like, the Bible is so much more applicable to my life than any science book, any history book, any of it. It's like, oh, let your field go fallow. It's all right in there. All right. That volcanic ash from back in the day is hardcore. Yeah, well, this used to be a sheep farm, so there was just so much manure and wild grass for so long that the soil is just really good. Any questions? Working soil is really fun to me, very soothing. Yes, it is. Does lemon water make your body alkalize? Yes. The acid in lemon water will make your body respond to it by making it more alkaline. Some of the best things to drink in the morning is lemon water. Some people say soda, not like the shit you get in the store, but like an alkaline soda can be good. But lemon water is really good in the morning. I do a teaspoon. Lately, I've been doing a teaspoon or tablespoon of turpentine with a little castor oil. And then I eat when I'm done with my stream. I let the parasites burn. Garden streams. Dude, my stream moving forward is going to be more based on homesteading and funny stuff. I'm not here to crack the code on what's happening, and it was stressing me and people out to try. Apple cider vinegar is great. Any questions about what you just saw? Make sure to drink it from a glass container if you use lemon oil. Yeah, I will always use glass. Plastic will always leach into whatever you're drinking, especially if you have distiller. Don't ever use plastic, because distilled water is so empty of everything that it leaches out the heavy metals of your body that you've acquired from the poison of existence. So don't put it in plastic. Always metal, always stainless steel. We are now supplementing the distilled water with trace minerals that we are putting in there, and also certain types of salt. The earth is alive and changing over long periods. You don't get any sense of this in city cages. Right. And I will not apologize for no longer being stressed out for people that are in that environment. I've been working very hard to enjoy myself when this is happening. Do you harvest your bunnies for meat? No, it's for child entertainment. They like to go hang with the bunnies. We would if we had to. We just don't have to. The best is the compound interest that we receive from the milk and the eggs. Milk and eggs all day. Milk, eggs, and greens all day long. Potatoes, cabbage, kale, berries, all day, every day. And then we now have 50 meat birds that we're going to harvest, slaughter, whatever you want to call it. Whatever your sensibilities are. And like refrigerate, freeze them, dry them. But we don't harvest the laying eggs, the laying chickens. They're just for eggs. It's great. It's an egg is a perfect protein. And you want to raise your cholesterol. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? You want, cholesterol is really good for you. So eggs are great. Eggs are one of the best protein sources you can possibly get. Have you thought about owning a pet crow? No, made by Jim Bob, but thank you though. If you get a vortex, you can bring your water back to life and reestablish its natural sacred geometry. Well, I put them in blue glass. BB, are you gonna show the BMX? Not today, I will soon though. Obviously, I don't wanna show the BMX. I know what it does to the thieves. You have earned your due rewards, BB. BB, are you familiar with Joel? No, I'm not. Bunnies to Owen's kids is like Xbox for other kids, but better. Exactly. But cover crops still grow late in fall? I don't know. This is my first year really focusing on cover crop. I'm learning as I go, guys. I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. All right, let me open a little mail. And if you want to support, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv. Oh, and here's a new rhetorical tool for people that want to criticize Unauthorized. Unauthorized.tv. More stable than the NBA, the NHL, or anything else. Unauthorized.tv. Completely unaffected by a mass grabble. Because we're not in debt. But why don't you have live streaming yet? Well, we're more stable than the NBA. So join unauthorized.tv. Poor man's distilled water tip. The condensation created from a dehumidifier is distilled. Capture it. Yeah, I mean, we just got a Berkey water purifier, which does everything. It purifies. It doesn't require electricity because our distiller needs electricity. So we're thinking in the future. It's not today or tomorrow. But that is great for all that stuff. It'll just purify water. It gets rid of all the parasites. Like, because we have a stream. So in the future, if we ever needed water, we just get stream water, put it through that. All good. Don't even need electricity. No, it's a natural mineral substrate. It has trace minerals. The main thing is just get the fluoride out, the parasites out, the leached antibiotic. I don't know. Whatever the hell is in water. It's... Oh, but we're also gathering rainwater for our Berkey filter. Can you homestead on half an acre? Yeah, what you just saw is one total acre, maybe. No, actually, with the animal stuff, you just saw about 2.5 total acres. That's including two giant fields, not giant, but fields for 4 pregnant alpacas and 15 goats. You don't need a ton. Guys, our entire garden setup is about 1/4 acre. That's why this is valuable, because it's attainable. Okay, that chicken setup, the chicken house and the outdoors, you never have to free range them. That outdoor setup we have and the chicken thing is about 1/50th of an acre, and you can get 50 eggs a day. You know? It's so attainable, guys. It's so attainable. And I bet your farm would feed like 100 people or more. We're not there yet. We could probably feed like right now, we could feed a few extra people. Once the crops start kicking, the way we could really feed some people is potatoes. Greens keep you really healthy, but they're not like a mass carb situation. So right now we couldn't feed very many extra people because we're coming out of the winter. So we don't really have, we still have kale growing. We still have some root vegetables growing, but you know, we still need groceries sometimes. But talk to me in July. You know, we're ramping up. The milk and the eggs could keep people, could keep several people in protein, but you'd be very hungry. Are you growing food for your chickens too? That's what we're doing right now, actually. It's funny you bring that up. Now we're starting to grow the grains for the chickens on these screens because we don't have a big area. It's deceptively not that big. Like, I own the ravine behind me, which is all unusable, except for keeping it wild so that the coyotes have a place to go be gay. Foraging for thistles and mushrooms, and a running fresh stream where the salmon sometimes come up to spawn. BB, would you be interested to trade a cow for alpaca? No, but a bear did ask me today if I wanted to sell him a goat. I'll probably just give him the goat, a baby goat. I can give you some alpaca wool. I mean, here's the thing. The future is all about just like we have plenty of shit, man. So if you're like a bear I know, I'm always down to just like help out. You know, this bear wrote me today, this long message. You know, he's an unauthorized subscriber. He's been to my shows. He was wearing like a sweet Red Pill Rooster t-shirt. He's like, do you want to sell me a goat? I'm like, dude, male or female? Like a male. I just give him a male. I'm not going to like there's no amount of money for me to sell a goat in milk. But like to get people started, yeah, man. Dude, that's how communities build. I want to get to know more of you that live around me. I'll tell you that. Coyotes doing gay stuff by the river. Right. It's, you got to give them their area, you know? It's kind of like back in the day, the Graboids used to have their own neighborhood where they can just walk around like, oh, you know, let them have it. Like, that's a good place where the wild things are. Let them have it. Let them have their wild, crazy stuff. Because if I grabbled that wild area behind me, like, I own to the other side of that ravine. You see where there's, like, sunshine? The whole thing. Unused. So, it's like, but that's the thing. If I disrupt their habitat, you've heard the howling coyotes, right? Like, at night when I do streams and it's just, like, horror. I'm going to let them have it because I don't want to have to constantly worry about coyotes, like trying to get in my fence. And also I love that there's a wild ecosystem where I can forage and also the, stream. It's great. All right. So let me read these two, mails. Oh, and I'm going to upload this stream today to youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial because this is a really helpful one. No more spiral talk. I won't do it anymore. I've broken through the spell. I have. Because I was, the fear was hitting me a little bit. And I was, I think I wasn't being totally honest with myself about that. Where I was picturing a future that wasn't real and it was making my vibration bad. All right. Dear Owen, just in case you have yet to read this one, many alternatives to the cut/burn method that have been shown to have much better results without destroying the body along with the cancer. I hope your planting season goes very well. Thanks for the gravy, Tate. This is called The Cancer Syndrome by Ralph Moss. This is the stuff I'm interested in right now. Thank you very much. Health is so fascinating, guys. It's like this is the best time ever. People are being forced to learn the shit that we're obsessed with. Do you understand this? People are like, Without my porno, then my MBA, my money, and my alcohol, what am I? And that vibration has affected me where I'm just like, what is doing this? I will kill that thing. No, this is what we've been waiting for, guys. This is great, dude. I'm telling you right now. And if people are like, how dare you? They're taking our rights. Dude, I've waited a long time where these little grabbing comedians have to live stream from their house without a laugh track, and I'll be damned if I don't enjoy this time. People called me crazy for years. And the end is not upon us. This is, in my opinion, it's a man-made grabble to get people to beg for something. I would be so happy if it was the Q plan, and maybe it is, and I don't know either way. I don't know. But this is how I feel, is my intuition, which is always very good, that there's a grabber trying to play hard to get. It's almost like a girl playing hard. Girls used to play hard to get with me, and I would, and they would always spiral. I would just leave because I'm like, I don't care. There's women everywhere want me. And don't spiral, Gams. Actually, I don't care anymore if you spiral. You're probably spiraling about everything except me now. Yes! Best time to be alive. But if a girl was like, oh, you know, I don't know, and I'd be like, oh, okay, cool, peace. And then I'd just go somewhere else. And then they would become obsessed with me. And they'd be like, are you up? What are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just out crushing. And picture the grabbling banker doing that right now. That's exactly what's happening. In my opinion, it could be something awesome. You know, we could be nailing Oprah Winfrey to a wall right now, which would be obviously great. But I'm getting the feeling like I used to get from women being like, oh, you can touch my boob, but, and I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm out of here. And they'd be like, they wanted you to commit more because you get the grabble, you're on tilt, right? I feel the biggest financial tilt. It's like someone bluffing in poker, like, all in, and you being like, okay. And they're like, but I want you to bank for something. It's like, oh no, this is the best time in my life. Like, I've been waiting for this my whole life. I've been waiting for people to play. I've been waiting for kids to play in the street for years. I haven't seen it since the 80s. You say you have a Berkey. If so, it is indoors. What kind? I'm interested. I'm buying one. I don't know. Amy just bought it. I'm happy. Every grabber is sad. Liverpool are top of the league. Get the Berkey. Get the big Berkey. Yeah, we got the biggest one. I mean, that was when I was still in war mode. I was like, baby, get the Berkey. She's like, yeah, but it's like $400. I'm like, literally buy it. And she's like, oh, buy it after we guard. I'm like, buy it right now. Fastest shipping. She's like, I'm like, Amazon could close. And she's like, do you need a breather? I'm like, get the Berkey. I was like, every minute counts. Things are shutting down. So, yeah. All in, nothing. Dude, they want you to be scared. Whoever's doing this, my opinion, I could be completely wrong. Right now, Oprah Winfrey could be begging for her life. I don't know. But what I do know is they want you to be like, what am I going to do without my fill in the blank? How about you realize that they just removed what was causing you cancer? They just removed what was destroying our society. They're forcing people to not leave their families. They're forcing people to stay put. They're forcing people to not watch the breads and circuses. They're forcing people to do everything I've wanted. And it's like, and then I can, and once I realized that, I could hear the whole like, but don't you want it though? Aren't you going to beg for it? I'm like, no. Hey, buddy. Hi. It's like, but Tom Brady's retiring. I'm like, he's a witch. All right, let me read. I stopped touching it. Here's some money. Form of shekels. Can me and my wife be verified as Vibration Bear and Crafty Bear? Welcome, Vibration Bear and Crafty Bear. By the way, very generous. Thank you very much. P.S. You have helped our spirits grow more than words can express. I truly pray God blesses you and your family for helping us stay on a righteous path. I hope this money helps some. I gave some to Mountain Bear. Yes. The only reason I mention it is to remind everyone to support all the bears. We're in this together. God bless, man. We are. And guys, if this was the new normal, that would... Guys, the comedians now don't get laugh tracks. Look at Jimmy Kimmel with his gay, or look at Jimmy Fallon with his gay little guitar. What are you going to sing about? How evil guns are, Jimmy? Guess what? Without the MK Ultra laugh track, it's obviously stupid. I'm so happy. All right, but first, we are going to, as I land this plane, we're going to replay. My brother, boots on the ground out there. He has some valuable insights into what's happening out there. Brother, what's going on?
Tessa, look, these boots are too close together.
Oh, am God. Am I literally seeing this right now? They're even touching.
No.
Whoa.
We better do something about this before they catch...
Should we catch them?
The Holocaust.
Shovel, shovel, here. Here, use the shovel. All
right. Wait, what if this has germs on it?
Oh.
And it's, look how close that shovel is to this shovel.
Oh.
We gotta get, run! Run!
Just run. All right, guys, I'm landing the plane. The Holocaust. Yeah, the Holocaust made my brother laugh really hard. I miss my brother so much. That the fact that he's down with sending me videos again because he's got time on his hands with his family is like God giving me everything I've ever wanted. And if I'm going to sit around and get mad at people who believe in Q or don't believe in Q or believe in Bill Gates, or I don't know if it's a virus or not, and I don't give a damn. All right, I'm just going to play Jimmy Fallon's Faustian Deal, and then I'm going to go hang out with my family. And subscribe to unauthorized.tv, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. If you want to support the stream, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98335. Some gravel for my babble. It's only supported by you guys. Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are about to realize the real reality of comedy. You got to say true stuff, guys, or no one actually laughs without the MK Ultra laugh track. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm not going to do a stream because it's my son's birthday. But let's watch this from the Great Mountain Bear. This is Jimmy Fallon's Faustian Deal. Oh, and subscribe to youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. And I'm not Owen Benjamin V4, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, all of Oil Bear's channels, Owen Benjamin Gravy, all of it. Just support, support, support. And when you see people that you know and trust that could use a hand with something, supply it, because like, dude, it always, the most interest you will ever get on an investment is being good to somebody that you know is good. From my life, that's the interest from the stock market, the interest from all that, none of that's real. Well, I know what's helped is if you lend a hand in a time of need to somebody, that will form a bond that will pay itself back forever. Just trust me on this. Now's the time to build.
Hey, no way, it's the devil. Hey, devil, I want to be like the biggest talk show host in the whole wide world. Hello, Jimmy Fallon. You are named after a bird. Yeah, Fallons. Fallons are great. Everything's great.
You will be the greatest. You will be the new Johnny Carson.
Really? No way. I'll sign the dotted line.
But you'll sound like a retard.
What's that? What'd you say?
Nothing, Jimmy. You are here to stay. You will be the number one. Number one late night, you will host the Tonight Show. Your name will be in lights. Everyone will know you. Commercials, stars, celebrities. Beyonce will call you her friend.
No way. Beyonce will call me your friend? That's great. That's so cool. That's the greatest thing ever. Where do I sign?
And you will talk like you are a fucking retard.
What did you say?
Nothing. You will be known by everyone as a homo.
No, that wasn't part of the deal. I want to be like Johnny Carson.
You will be famous like Johnny Carson, but you will not be respected by Johnny Carson. You have not read your contract, your terms and conditions.
But I thought I was the number one. I would be the number one late night show.
You are number one, but number one retard.
Oh, no way. It's totally a bummer.
You are known, Jimmy Fallon. You are known for being a cook.
No way. It's great. It's awesome. The devil.
Hey, Jimmy. What are you doing now? You're dancing for nickels at home on a live stream with your guitar, and there's no one there to laugh. Enjoy your terms and conditions. If only you little cuck sellouts were doing that, building an audience when they asked you to lie with a fake laugh track. That was the devil's deal. And now you're in your little towers, forced to be home embarrassing yourself, singing songs about, you know, nonsense. No one trusts you, Jimmy, because you took that ticket. And I'm going to enjoy this. PPS, you always remind me of what has become one of my favorite passages. Listen to this. This is big, guys. Ecclesiastes 7:5. Take this to heart. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Jimmy, you playing a song of fools right now? I'm going to say it again. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Guys, this is the greatest time I've ever been alive to witness. Thank you for all the support. Support each other. The fact people are writing me for goats is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. God bless you all. Enjoy this time. This is all a blessing. All, and you can't stop it anyway if you figure out the grabble. No one cares. The whole point is to realize you can't figure out the grabble. Ah! That means I figured out the gravel. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, unauthorized.tv. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. Oh, YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial. Be good out there, guys. Much love. God bless.